This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, and I'm your host with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch, thanks so very much for keeping us rolling along, especially the over-the-road truck drivers. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also hear us, follow us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, from the great state of California, we've got the one and only, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, it's time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I want to give a special shout-out tonight to the Carnival cruise ship Panorama, which is, I guess, on its way to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. And you got an email there. You want to read it?
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And we're glad to hear from John, who typically listens in Denver.
Yep, on our affiliate in Denver.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And he says, "Dear Captain Matt, I'm listening to you on board the Carnival Panorama, which is underway heading south 24 hours from Puerto Vallarta. And have a great day."
Yep.
Again, that's John. And we're glad to hear from you.
And thanks very much, John, and your lovely wife. I hope you have a great trip. I met them at Mission Barbecue. They drove into town and came over to Mission Barbecue because they wanted to meet me. And Craig Gross walked over to me and says, "Captain, you aren't going to believe this. There's two people that drove all the way from Colorado to meet you." And I said, "Okay, where are they?" And he pointed them out to me, and we had a nice conversation. So, John, I hope you're having a wonderful vacation, whatever it is you're doing. Remember, don't drink the water.
Well, just, cruise ships can be so much fun.
Oh, my God. Can they ever? Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Mary from St. Petersburg.
Oh, Mary.
Good morning. I wanted to say I went to St. Petersburg this weekend, and it was very crowded. There was arts and crafts, but we go down to the airport. Now, from what I saw from a lot of people, I don't think a lot of these folks that own these planes and all of this and have their own money are going to be all about this redistribution of wealth program that's trying to be passed through with this Build Back Better thing. Bigger taxes on them, because I just don't think that's the way that they want to see their country go. They're not going to want to give that up.
Okay, well, you weren't listening last week, but I'm going to repeat this again. Kyle, who is actually going to get taxed in the Build Back Better?
Well, everybody.
Everybody, especially the middle class. Hello, bend over, here it comes. And I'm not kidding you, folks. The rich, richies are going to get another break. They're not telling you about it. And the actual increase, when you take a look at the graphs and the charts, if you bother to look at what the bill's all about, is going to stick it to the middle class.
Well, sure. Why else would they say, Captain, this is their mantra, the rich need to pay their fair share. They're paying their fair share.
And let me tell you something. After the football game last night, I'm right here in the Tampa airport, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm right after the football game last night. Within 30 minutes, you should have seen the corporate jets flying out of Tampa.
I can imagine.
There must have been 25 or 30 of them, one right after the other.
Well, I can imagine. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but what we see, again, is this bringing up of and trying to gin up a class warfare. That's how they get these things passed. In addition to telling you about climate change or telling you about racism and all this other stuff, it's usually a way of trying to get what they want. And what they want, Captain, is, you're exactly right, to tax everybody. And that's why Biden would emphasize, nobody under $400,000. It's all just talk.
That's nonsense.
Yep.
We already know that. And by the way, don't buy the media hype from your governor's gun ban that he's talking about. It's not going to work. And you know who said that?
Well, I think Jonathan Turley.
Yeah, Jonathan Turley said that. He said, this is not going to work. The Second Amendment is the Second Amendment, and the governor of the state of California can't just stick something in there that he thinks is going to be on like a fly on the wall and stay there for a while.
Well, this is his response to his unhappiness at what the Supreme Court just recently did by letting that law stand, but letting those other complaints move forward,
mm-hmm.
basically. But it's really just a tit for tat, and it's a kind of a weird political move. But he's got to be in there somewhere. He's got to get relevant somehow, I guess. But the Second Amendment is an explicit. You know, it's explicit in the Constitution. It's right there. Now, what the Supreme Court is going to be talking about about abortion or gradations of abortion are different. They're not explicitly written in the Constitution. But he's not happy with the Supreme Court. But go figure. I'm not surprised.
Now, four states have called in the National Guard to deal with the health care staffing crisis, which has been created partially because of the COVID-19 vaccine mandate, where the hospitals let go a bunch of their people because they wouldn't get a vaccine shot, correct?
That's right, yeah.
Now, the states affected are Indiana, where the Indiana National Guard has actually come out, as well as, here comes the music. We'll have to continue this on the other side. But I'm going to talk about this, and then I'm going to talk about a town in Arizona, city in Arizona, and what's happening there. You won't believe it. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by, again, our friends at MyPillow.com. Now, that's Mike Lindell and company. You know the story behind Mike Lindell. He is a very patriotic American who got screwed, blued, and tattooed along the way. And I'm very proud to be able to try to help him with his endeavor with his company to keep him in business. Now, go over to MyPillow.com. It's Christmas time. There's something on that website I will guarantee you for everybody in your family, including your dog or your cat. And I'm not making it up. Go there, you'll see. Now, at MyPillow.com, you'll see the prices on all the items on the homepage, first of all, and it'll say, with promo code, prices so-and-so and such-and-such. Well, the promo code is always going to be the word Captain. Very simple. Then if you click on the Radio Listener Specials page, you'll find several hundred items over there. Some of them are marked down even lower than what they are on the home page. Again, promo code is Captain. And if you want to call them up on the phone, speak to a live person, order your product that way, the phone number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Promo code Captain, MyPillow.com. Go there and make somebody's Christmas special. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Some interesting news that just came across the dial here. According to the South Korean president, the United States, North Korea, China, and South Korea have all agreed on an end-of-war declaration. in the Korean in Korea.
That is a major, major development.
It is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do we have to give up for that?
Right. Exactly.
Well, let's be speculative. What did they have to give up for that? Taiwan?
Well, that could very well be. Could very well be. But, you know, Captain, obviously the war never officially ended in Korea. In fact, my dad was in Korea back in the day. But certainly this would be a major development. But I think what you're talking about here, too, could also be very significant, because it's hard to move the needle on these kinds of things unless something else big might be in the offing.
Now, there's something else that came out yesterday, according to CNN. Speaker of the House, current Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, will stay as the head of the House Democrats until at least the 2022 election. If they lose the House at that time, she may step down.
Well, and she may very well.
That's coming from CNN.
Well, that's right. Well, because there will be a humiliation factor that's in there, but you know, they'll try to spin it in some other, you know, some other which way, basically. But obviously, the tenure of Nancy Pelosi has been tumultuous, to say the least. At that point, if what happens is what we think is going to happen, then she's just going to have to go off in the sunset somewhere.
And on the other hand, there is a war that has erupted, and I do mean this is a war between Donald Trump and his faction, and Mitch McConnell. Donald Trump has now called for McConnell's ouster from Senate leadership as the minority leader, soon to be majority leader.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a big deal.
That is a really big deal. A lot of times, though, these things can ebb and flow, but there certainly didn't seem to be any love lost when Donald Trump was in office between him and McConnell.
Mm-hmm. By the way, a little football note here, folks. I am a little bit partial to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers since I live right here and the football stadium's a quarter mile away from me, and I have been known to go to games. And LJ, if you get your butt down here, we'll go to a game. But anyway, Tom Brady yesterday broke the record for the most pass completions in the 33-27 overtime win. Holy cow.
Wow. Well, it's not easy being a goat.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
That's right.
And by the way, you remember Al D'Amato, the former senator from New York?
Right.
Okay. He has said that the New York State Attorney General, Letitia James, had an awakening in dropping her gubernatorial campaign. What do you suppose he's talking about?
That's a good question. That's a good question. Well, it could be, again, that she just saw the writing on the wall, basically.
And speaking of writing on the wall, New Hampshire Republican Governor Chris Sununu said that COVID is going to be here for years and years and years to come, and masks are just one tool in the arsenal.
Well, nobody...
Because you're going to hear about vaccines every freaking year.
Well, that's right, yeah. In fact, we'll see if Jeff is up with us here. Dr. Fauci just talked about the idea.
Yeah, and by the way, I gave away all his material on Saturday. He handed me his stuff, but I didn't realize I wasn't supposed to hand it to the person that wanted to see it, and they went off with it.
Oh, no.
Okay. So, because he came to the gun show
yeah.
on Saturday. But anyway, sorry about that, Jeff. All right.
But basically, you know, Dr. Fauci is even talking about, ongoing boosters and
sure.
that kind of thing. So, yeah.
Sure. Now, Dr. Fauci is one thing, but Janice Dean, the weather machine, is a legend, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Well, she has vowed to fight for the nursing home victims after reports of the Cuomo that he referred her to her as the weather bitch. Now, she is going to sue him, I believe, for defamation of character because of the comment he made, because that is a profane statement. And she's still got her lawsuits going against the state for the lack of response from his brother, then governor.
That's true. That's right. So it was Chris Cuomo, evidently, who made the comment about her. What's happening with Janice Dean and her, continuing to go after this very, very big issue.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, the context was, oh, everything's doing well here in New York. We're all doing, you know, I'm an Emmy award winning governor, and on it mm-hmm. went. And all the while, these horrible things were happening in these nursing homes.
Are you a governor, or a golfer, rather?
I'm not, as a matter of fact.
Well, to all the golfers out there, if you use Titleist golf balls, quit buying them, and here's why. They have banned the golf balls with the name Let's Go branded printed on them from their customized golf balls accessories. But they're allowing Kill Cops and Kill Trump to be printed.
You know, Captain, the wokeism and the fear of wokeism and fear of the far left as well is paralyzing companies in our country. The Let's Go Brandon seems to be so incredibly tame compared to what the things that you just read off would be. In fact, the idea to kill somebody or to kill cops, that is a direct, violent call to action. They should be banning those things. So
yeah.
Why in the heck can you get that on a golf ball?
Right. Well, back to the health care thing that I didn't finish. Four states have called in the National Guard to deal with their health care staffing situation. One of them is Indiana, very specific. Another one is Maine. Again, very specific because of what's been going on there. Of course, New York, we knew about that because the governor, Kathy Hochul, announced that the state's National Guard was going to be conducting a mission there doing just that. And then the fourth one is New Hampshire, where 70 Guards members would be deployed within the coming weeks to provide non-clinical support at medical care facilities around the state. And, of course, this is something that I'll be talking about a little bit more during the Military and Veterans News segment.
Yes, exactly right. Just one other question, Captain. Can you get Let's Go Titleist on a golf ball?
Probably.
they may not notice that go by, so I don't know.
Let's Go Titleist, probably, but Let's Go Brandon is banned. It's gone.
Definitely off.
Yep.
Can't do that.
Now, support for voter ID laws to prevent cheating in elections remains extremely high, and most Republican and Democratic voters remain unconvinced. This is a poll from Rasmussen with both Democrats and Republicans in it. They remain unconvinced that President Joe Biden was elected fairly.
Well, Captain, those who are supporting voter ID laws to prevent election fraud, are they now going to be labeled as people who want to suppress voting in our democracy or something like that?
It goes better than that. They believe the Democrats cheated in 2020.
Well,
the
sure.
majority of the group I just told you about.
That's what they believe. That's right.
All right, my friend, hold on. Folks are coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we roll along here on a Monday morning. Kathy's going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Over 100 people have died from the tornadoes which tore through parts of the Midwest and South on Friday night. Kentucky especially hard hit. The governor, Andy Beshear, says entire towns are gone and over 1,000 homes have likely been turned into rubble. President Biden is promising to provide whatever is needed, and the FEMA chief said on Sunday morning,
what I've seen as an emergency manager is that many people will stay with friends and family. But we know that not everybody has a place to go.
President Biden is planning to visit some of the impacted states over the next few days. The U.S. marking 800,000 deaths from COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, with that calculation coming from Reuters on Sunday. About 450,000 of those deaths have come in 2021. And this is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. FOS omega-3 fatty.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. And by the way, folks, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. And I'm often asked, as I was this weekend at the gun show, why Relief Factor is so talked about and why I've used it for so long and why I endorse it. Well, it's simple. It works, okay? If it didn't work, I wouldn't be telling you about it. And what it did for me was it got me off Mobic and Flexeril, which I was having a problem with because it would make me tired when I shouldn't have been. It would make me woozy when I wasn't supposed to be. It'd make me dizzy sometimes when I'd never been dizzy and that sort of stuff. So I got rid of it. And my first answer was, well, I'll just take a handful of Aleve because I couldn't take just two. I had to take four, five, six to get it to kill the pain and dull the sensation. Well, guess what? Relief Factor came along, all natural, and it took care of my problem, and it was 100% drug-free. My goodness, where have you been? But turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 are all in Relief Factor, and they help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It even lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problems are that you've got. Now, In my case, I have a shoulder problem, a left wrist problem. My back is a problem, as well as my left foot and ankle. And when I take the Relief Factor, it will take care of more than one area. Because once you get the product in your system, and I do mean in your system, you don't just take one packet and, well, okay, I'm good. No, you take a packet in the morning and a packet in the evening, and sometimes you might need to take a third one because it might be bad enough that you need that to get it in your system, keep it in your system, and then you keep taking at least two packets a day as long as you need it until you can cut it down to one. And that's the goal. So to do that, go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. The three-week quick start costs $19.95, and you'll get started on it, and you'll probably be in relief, because after all you have to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, Captain.
All right. Eric Swalwell and some of his other deranged liberal friends ghoulishly politicized the deadly tornadoes over the weekend by blaming Republicans, blaming specific people, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, a couple of names have popped up. What a bunch of morons.
To them, Captain, it's business as usual. That is the opportunity that they're glad to use. Here you have a deadly slew of tornadoes and terrible weather that's caused these horrible tragedies, and yet it's a political bonanza.
And what did they say caused it?
Climate change.
Climate change. Oh, yeah. The weather's changed. Oh. And again, what did I tell you about the weather and how it can change without much help at all? It's called a natural occurrence?
Well, sure, yeah. And it's,
these big fires out west, the smoke?
Right.
That can move the jet stream.
Well, exactly right. So there are these things that go together, but climate change is an all-encompassing buzz term that allows them to say, if you don't do what we say, you're going to get more of these things. And then it's like the old Al Gore thing. It's going to get worse and all that other stuff. And they've hit upon something, Captain, that they can never really approve, per se, but it doesn't matter, because as long as they get people convinced of it and then you start moving entire industries around because of it, well, that's just another day at the office for them.
Now, Jeff Bezos from Amazon said that he was heartbroken over the deaths of the six Amazon employees. That's at least six. There may be more because there's still some people missing in that Amazon warehouse in Illinois. After the massive tornado. But the problem was, he said it after he held some sort of special welcome back for the people that flew his spaceship back up and back and forth again.
Yeah, the optics on that are, as we would say in the
We're
bit,
good.
Right? We're not good. So that's one of those things where you should drop everything first. And then, address this tragedy and then come back for some sort of celebratory thing.
Yeah. Now, this is one of my favorite stories of all time when it comes to Ron DeSantis. You ready?
Yep.
Ron DeSantis has proposed $8 million in the Florida budget to relocate illegal immigrants dumped here by the federal government and send them to Delaware and Martha's Vineyard. I love it.
Well, I mean, you know, that seems like what is, all's fair in love and war, I guess. But gee whiz, it would definitely have a big impact, don't you think? I mean, just conceptually, it may not really happen. Obviously.
And who's in Delaware? Who lives in Delaware?
Well, some of the time it's Uncle Joe Biden.
And who lives in Martha's Vineyard?
Well, isn't it Obama?
That's right.
No, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Send them to them and let them see them. But I think it's great. I just think that's fantastic. And, of course, our governor is just so far ahead of the curve, it's not funny. Okay, labor news. Kellogg's. Tony the Tiger's going to be mad. Kellogg's plans to permanently replace 1,400 striking workers. They are union workers, and they're going to replace them, I think, with non-union.
That's what we hear. I believe some of 1,400, I believe, employees. Exactly. So that's exactly what they're going to be doing.
Now, I want to talk about Yuma, Arizona, because there's a situation going on out there. Yuma is a city right along the border and right along the California line. They have, it's not a big city per se, but they've been overwhelmed, absolutely overwhelmed by illegal immigrants. And they're coming across the border. They're walking up to where the border wall ends there in Arizona and coming around and just standing there waiting to be picked up. And it's created a huge problem for Yuma. They got nowhere else to put them, number one. And number two, they've got nothing else to do with these people. No food, no material, no nothing.
Well, this is certainly something that the federal government should be involved in, but
yeah,
they've dropped the ball on purpose on this.
Yep.
And so what are they to do?
All right, let's go to the telephone line. Good morning. Well, okay, well, whoever that was, they're not there now. All right, somebody called in. But anyway, it's a shame that we can't get these people to do something, because under the Biden administration, nearly 95,000 illegal immigrants have been released without a court date. Did you know that?
I did, and what this shows, Captain, all across the board for the Biden administration and the border issues is a real dereliction of duty.
Uh-huh.
And they are simply allowing it because they believe it strengthens them politically.
Yep.
They believe that their people are going to come across, then they're eventually going to be voting.
Yep.
Democrats will be in power for perpetuity.
And law enforcement is totally overwhelmed right now. And with the illegal immigrants ditching identification cards before crossing the border, which makes it almost impossible to identify who they are. And then they come across and say, we want asylum. We persecuted in country. We escaped with the clothes on our back. We want asylum.
Well, that is certainly one of the calls that are made, which brings up the entire asylum idea. Yeah,
and they don't want to be associated with the countries they came from because they know they'll get sent back.
Could be sent back.
Yeah.
And also, if they're just looking for safety, usually if the country next door is safe, then that's where you go for asylum.
Yeah, and just think about this real quick. Border agents in that sector made 8,800 arrests during 2020. That ended in September 2020. Then they made over 114,000 arrests in the fiscal year 2021. And just in October alone, 21,623.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Yep. Just in October.
Yep. Amazing. And have we ever seen numbers like this? And the Biden administration continues to happily look the other way.
Well, yeah, because, gosh, we have to let these people in there. They're starving. They're this, they're that. Whatever you hear, it's just nonsensical. And it's just creating we know why they're doing it. They're trying to overburden, overtax the system.
Right, and break the system. That's the whole point.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Ron Edwards is going to take us to break here in just a second, but we'll be back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We'll let you know what's going on out there on the roads and where the snow's at out west in the mountains.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Yeah.
that is from the movie Eddie and the Cruisers. That's Running Through the Fire. Kyle, I told you.
That's right. That's good. That's John Cafferty, I think, in the Beaver Brown Band. That's right.
Yep, and they really put on a show there. All right, well, we got to get started here. Let's talk about Out West.
Well, folks, out west tonight, of course, we've seen a big storm come through the Northern California area, dumping a lot of snow, 10 feet in some places. So, of course, in the mountain passes, the higher elevations, you're definitely going to be dealing with this. If you're going to be trucking north of Redding on the 5 freeway, be prepared for snow as you head into southern Oregon. We've also got winter weather advisories up near Portland, also Seattle. Rain through Monday, of course. And then also, Captain, winter storm warning. This is going to be out near Boise along I-84 in that area, so be careful. We've got high winds through Wyoming, including Casper, Rawlins, Laramie, also Rock Springs. That includes Elk Mountain, so definitely be careful if you've got a high-profile vehicle. Winter storm watch from southern Utah, St. George, up through about Richfield right now, so you want to be prepared for that. Now, Southern California is going to get a lot of rain and a lot of snow in the high elevations. Mammoth Mountain expecting several feet of snow. And if you're going to be traveling anywhere in the mountain areas of California, you want to be absolutely prepared because in some cases could be impassable. So be sure to check local conditions. Right now, though, we've got a wind advisory out in the California high desert between Barstow and Las Vegas. So on if you're on Interstate 15, again, be careful if you have a high-profile vehicle.
All right, we are beginning to see the initial stages of the next system that's going to come across the central part of the country. Because in the central part of Nebraska, in the northeastern corner of Missouri, halfway across Missouri, and down in Texas, on the panhandle, Amarillo, on down to Lubbock, Plainview, we're starting to see what could be the initial stages of what we told you about is going to be another system that's going to come across the exact areas, or pretty much the exact areas, where they had the killer tornadoes over the weekend. Now, Kyle, this is really bad news, but I'd rather the people know about it now that there's something developing coming their way than to have them find out about it the night of.
Precisely, yes.
Yeah, so they need to keep their eyes on the weather and pay attention as best they can to what's coming their direction. And, folks, this is not a game. This is bad weather. And apparently we've got the cold meeting the warm. And when that happens, you all know we get violent storms. Now, let me move over towards Lake Michigan. We have got some windy conditions along Lake Michigan tonight. No snow in the forecast, but windy conditions, rough boating conditions, and probably some areas of corrosion along the edges of the lake there, especially on the Michigan side. Now, up in Massachusetts and Rhode Island, down to Cape Cod, let's see here, on up through Maine, along the coastline, we've got some high winds there as well. Now, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J real quick.
All right, folks, don't forget, we're out on the highways and byways. Pull into the Pilot or Flying J, and when you do, join the Driver's Club, get the fuel card, start earning those points on everything that you buy at Pilot or Flying J, because you're going to build up those points and use them for great stuff every time that you stop in. Go to PilotFlyingJ.com, download the My Rewards Plus app to track your points, and whatever you need when you're out there on the road, you're going to find it at the Pilot and Flying J.
That's right, and don't forget to get the fuel card, too, if you can, because that's going to save you even more money. All your points and everything will be on that fuel card. Okay, Kyle, we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, and we continue now with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And we've got some initial news coming out here. We'll see what Denise was able to find out. I sent you the headline there, kiddo, about South Korea, the president, announcing that the U.S., North Korea, China, and South Korea had apparently agreed on an end-of-the-war declaration.
It's not quite right. They have agreed in principle that that's their goal. They
that's what
need
I figured.
To meet
mm-hmm.
first to come up with what they call is a no preconditions meeting to have, some kind of a discussion to achieve that. Remember, Kim Jong-un is having a terrible time managing the country in, not that he was managing it well to start with, for obvious reasons, but this is because of the sanctions, and he needs to have these removed. So we're not quite there at a declaration to the end of war, of which there was no official declaration ever in the first place. But, it's a little early to say that that's where they are, but that is the goal.
Well, I had a thought that that might be the case, and I'm glad to hear that that is indeed the case, because I didn't think that they just suddenly magically agreed all with the same thing. We don't have a lot of time to do this. You've got about a minute. But what the heck happened at the Maxwell Air Force Base in Montgomery, Alabama? Report of a shooting and a woman being attacked?
Attacked, yeah. They're still a little sketchy on the details of what really happened, but apparently the attacker is dead, and was apparently eliminated by security at Maxwell Air Force Base. So right now, that's all we know.
Okay, and that happened over the weekend. And we really don't have a lot about the story yet, but I'll be talking about it on my military and veterans news segment, because I was surprised to see that. You usually don't have things like this happen over there.
No, or at any military base.
Right.
Correct.
Right. And this happened at the, where was it, at the Post Exchange?
They're not really saying,
okay.
Except that it was a physical attack, and with that, apparently the shooter was killed. I mean, the attacker was killed.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Again, go over to FoundersCode.com and read all the great articles that she reads from the pencil over there, and you'll know what's going on. In the meantime, we're going to go to break.
This is Carl Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.